It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Lael Seal. She is a freshman at Mid Prairie High School in Wellman. She's part of the Golden Hawk archery team, and she is the 2025 Iowa State champion for 3D shooting as part of the National Archery in the School Program State Tournament held in Des Moines this past weekend. Lael, congratulations. How does that feel to get to not just win a state title, but do it in your freshman season?
It feels great. I definitely wasn't expecting it, but it was amazing.
You managed to not only have the highest score amongst high school girls, but out of every single girl that competed that weekend in the 3D competition. I'm sure you're probably shooting to try and be the best freshman out there, but when did you get the sense you were going to have a shot to score high enough that maybe you could end up possibly, if not winning the whole thing, at least contending for the top 10?
Well, I didn't know I was going to get first, of course, but the past couple tournaments, I started shooting really good, which felt really good. So I thought that, yeah, I had a good chance at being in the top 10.
23 tens ends up helping you largely get there. I think that ends up being a personal best, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Do you keep track of that number in your head specifically in terms of how many tens you get, or is it just kind of one of those things you're not thinking when you're shooting?
Yeah, no, I don't keep track of my score as I shoot. I think that's one of the things that helps me shoot so good is that I'm not focusing on what my score is. I'm just trying to get my best in the moment, and that probably helps my focus a lot.
Great to be joined by Mid Prairie's Lael Seal, our latest athlete of the week, after winning a state championship for the Golden Hawks in 3D archery shooting. When did you first take up archery, maybe just in general? When did you first take it up sort of competitively?
Well, I started in fourth grade at Bows and Bullets. That's a 4-H club for archery and gun shooting, but I just did archery. And then in fifth grade, I started shooting competitively with the Golden Hawk Archery Club.
Did you get introduced to it through, like, bow hunting for deer, or was it just something that somebody showed you once and you picked it up and you said, hey, I'd like to keep trying this in some way?
Yeah, I don't do bow hunting. I just saw it and I thought, hey, that seems like fun. So I started doing it and continued.
I know that for some people, sometimes certain competitions or sports they take part in, it's not always easy for them right away. Was it something you had to work at, and maybe there was an element of love-hate, or was something archery something you kind of just took to right away and you've always really enjoyed it?
Well, I did 1 year in Bows and Bullets, and then my parents kind of had to make me do it in fifth grade because they got me the bow, and they were like, you're going to do it again. And I definitely wasn't all that great in fifth grade or in fourth grade. But it's a sport that practice is key. So I definitely got better after practicing, and I definitely wasn't great at the start.
Talking with Mid Prairie's Lael Seal, all that hard work has led to her being a state champion in her freshman season for the Golden Hawks in 3D shooting as part of the state archery tournament that was this weekend in Des Moines. You've gotten to go, I would guess, a couple of times beforehand, though, whether that was fourth or fifth grade with the elementary and middle school teams as well, right?
I actually don't think I went in fifth grade. I think it was just sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and now ninth grade.
So the whole thing, it wasn't totally new to you this weekend that you went through. Was there anything different about it doing in the high school competition?
Competition was definitely bigger because the girls were better, but basically it was the same experience because you hang out with the same people and you shoot the same. So I wouldn't say it was all that different.
How much does having those people that are involved with archery now in the high school or maybe the last couple of years in middle school, how much of that has been something that keeps you coming back as well?
It's a really big part because the people in the archery club, they're great. They're amazing. They're definitely one of the reasons that I keep coming back. I've actually pulled some of my friends into doing archery, and I just love hanging out with the people because they're so nice and they're so encouraging, and archery is just overall a really wonderful sport.
Well, we hopefully you can get a few more people to join the team in the next couple of years. You can show them the shiny hardware you brought back from Des Moines and say, hey, this could be you at some point. You mentioned all the work you had to do to get better. Where do you feel maybe from the beginning of this season to the end you improved the most?
I think it was sometime after Christmas break. I got a new technique. I heard a new technique from one of the parents, actually, and I started trying it, and it helped a lot. It helped me calm, like, it was a breathing technique, so it helped me steady my breathing and add to my routine to make it more exact, and it actually, like, held my arm more steady, I think. And that was when I started to shoot better.
It definitely paid off for you in the competitive part of the sport this year. That said, is archery something that's beyond competition? You just maybe at home or somebody else's place where there's some open space, you just pick up a bow and arrow, put up a bullseye, and try to shoot as often as possible?
Actually, believe it or not, I don't practice all that much at home. It's mainly just practice, like, with the club kind of thing. I don't do much outside of the club.
Well, whatever you're doing in practice is clearly working because you've had a lot of success, obviously, right away. That said, the last thing I'd ask is how much do you already feel like there's areas you can still get better in and you're excited to get the opportunity in the next couple of years at Mid Prairie to keep shooting?
I don't know. I definitely would love to find more ways to get better, and I don't really want to toot my own horn, but I don't know what ways they could be. I probably need to focus more on block, though, because my strength seems to be 3D right now, especially during state, and maybe I need to focus on maybe not, like, calming down and not being so pressured at block, maybe.
Well, I would imagine whatever you set out to try and do to get better and continue to do, you're going to be able to pull it off based on how you did this year. Lyle, congratulations again on being a state champion for 3D shooting, and best of luck the rest of your time at Mid Prairie.
Thank you.
That is Lyle Seal. In her freshman season, she wins the 3D tournament at this year's Iowa National Archery in the School Program State Championships as a freshman for the Mid Prairie Golden Hawk archery team. Congratulations to Lyle on her state title and on being our latest athlete of the week.